So when GovZero first started, it's kind of a rebellious kind of, you know, the civil servant isn't doing their websites properly. So, so we would do it properly for you for free. But as time goes on, more and more civil servants in their spare time, and usually like not full-time contractors and things like that, they join GovZero because they think it as a way to amplify their respective bargaining power within their department. Because usually the elected officials set a course, but they don't necessarily know what is the latest and the greatest way of delivering this. And so by participating in the GovZero community, the individual civil servants learn the ways to, you know, efficiently do a lot of scalable websites at the cost of zero, and are the latest like mobile responsive design things, and, you know, those very small things, but taken together, that improves the efficiency of administration, and that's the first year of GovZero. And on the second year, because of the Occupy movement, we occupied the parliament for 22 days, and it was one of the few successful Occupy movements. Then the agenda of the central government changed. The elected officials began to see the netizens as a constituency that they could not miss. So the concrete way that Taiwan responded to this was to decree that all the public projects that has a cost that's less than about 1 million euros must release everything as open data, as reusable data, and just, you know, super public, everything. So the idea here is that the civil servants then see a role change, because before they were the gatekeepers of information, they were the gatekeepers of policy, they were the gatekeepers of everything. But now with this open government push, they become, you know, experts in evaluating what kind of data is useful for the civil society, because the civil society suddenly sees an influx of millions of different kind of data sets, and it's very difficult to see what is actually useful, what is actually to be improved, and so on. And so the civil servants become a kind of a facilitating helper to the civil society to make use of this sudden influx of open data. And that's what we've been working on in the past year.